Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Makes a man miss. Look out. He's electric.
Welcome to Tigers in 20s Game Balls, a Go Tigers 247 audio podcast. Listen in as we hand out game balls to the top performing athletes from the previous week and get their insight into the game. Now, let's get to the show. What's up, Go Tigers 247 fans? This is a brand new podcast called Game Balls, where we hand out Go Tigers 247 hands out game balls to players that from games from the previous week. And I'm excited, man, because not only are we handing out our first game ball to this young man, but we're also getting to speak to him for the first time since he joined the University of Memphis. And I'm talking about Jay Ducker, man. What's up, Jay?
What up?
Man, how are you, my brother?
Good. We just got done with practice.
Just got done with practice, and you got class, right?
Yeah, at 1.
At 1 o'clock. So I got to get you in and get you out. Not only you're an athlete, but you are a student athlete, right?
Yeah, I try to be.
You try to be. Listen, I feel you, man. I feel you. Well, listen, man, I want to say first off, welcome to Memphis. It's our first time to be able to talk to you. Welcome to Memphis, man. Glad to have you here. And I also wanted to say congratulations, man. You are the first recipient of a Go Tigers 247 game ball, man. How do you feel?
I'm excited. I mean, yeah, I was excited about the game, and now I'm excited about this too. It's the things that come with it, I guess.
Listen, man, you've had an interesting career so far, man. You were freshman of the year at Northern Illinois. You were ran for over 1,000 yards. Had a fantastic season for them. I'm sure you got quite a few awards in high school. But man, how special is it that you are the first recipient of a game ball? Is this game ball going to go up on your trophy case, front and center trophy case?
Yeah, actually, when they told me about it, I actually just bought a stand for y'all. So I got it ready.
I got you, man. I'm going to go to Walmart today and get you a game ball, man. I'm going to paint something on it. So, no. But
it'll probably would have been a little special with the win, but it'll have to do, I guess.
Yeah,
I know. We'll have to get it right next time.
I know, man. I know. Listen, we're going to talk about the game a little bit. Obviously, you came on in the second half, had 5 carries, 63 yards, 1 touchdown. I'm going to be honest with you, man. The depth let's go back just a little bit before we get to the game. And I wanted to ask you something that was surprising for us is in the media. You know, we haven't really had a chance to see you at all during the offseason since you joined Memphis. But during game week prior to Mississippi State game, the depth chart came out and your name was in the 2 deep. I think most of us were surprised because we hadn't seen you. We weren't surprised because everybody knows how talented you are. But how were you able to – I guess my first question for you is, how were you able to, you know, not only recover from whatever was going on during the offseason, but also at the same time learn a new playbook? And in that, those two things, gain the confidence of the coaches to be able to say, yo, listen, Jay's that guy. We're putting him in the 2 deep. He's going to play.
I think it kind of goes together. Like, well, first when I got hurt, I obviously sucked because you don't get the physical reps, but it's a lot of mental reps you're going to get. And, like, the whole spring, I'm in the back of at practice, I'm in the back trying to make sure I just watch all the installs and watch the mental reps. So then once I finally got fall camp, then I kind of got physical. Like, you got to actually go through it. And then the more reps you get, I mean, the best thing to get coaches trust is consistency. Like, everyone, including, like, all of our backs are, like, really good. Like, so I'm knowing that, like, if you want to be up there, be able to play with everyone, you got to be as consistent as you can. And then with consistency, it comes coach's trust.
So, man, I think – so not only were we surprised to see you, I mean, I think everybody knew at some point during this season Jay is going to be a contributor on this team. I think a lot of us were like, maybe it's learning that playbook, maybe it's getting acclimated to the situation. But you came in the second half, man, and your 50-yard touchdown run was the highlight of the game offensively, I think, for most of us, because it was, you know, the opportunity to see you for the first time, you know, on the field. Can you walk us through that play? Like, describe that play. Describe, you know, what you saw out there. Like, what the play call was, the alignments, anything like that. I don't want to get a phone call from Silverfield today, but yeah. Can you describe that play to us? What you saw, and man, how did it feel to get your first touchdown for the Tigers?
It was amazing. I ain't gonna lie. But back to the play, it's just like I got in, and then I got it actually earlier, like the third drive, but we actually went three and out, and it was straight passes. So I didn't actually get a carry. But then I always say you kind of have to set your pads. And like after that, like I got a little pass protection in, got hit a little bit, and then after that, the pads were set. And then finally, when I got in the third half, we had a little nice little first down by Caden, which kind of set it up. And then like a little check down by Caden. And then after that, they called a run play. And it was, we had a script that we knew this play was going to be a good one because of what they do with the safety. And so then when I ran it, I just saw it. Like, so once I got the ball, I took a couple steps and I saw just a seam down the middle. I'm like, and it was blocked perfectly. Like, I got to give props to my lineman. Like, you couldn't ask for such a better block it. And, like, especially for my first play, it's like, first play, first carry, best blocks. It's like, it has to be true. I gotta finish what the lineman gave me. And I ended up doing it.
Absolutely, man.
So I was just excited. And you saw me smack Jamal Hamlin. I think he was, like, he started celebrating, but I was so hyped. I just started smacking everybody. I was just geeked.
It was a good moment, man. I got a really good shot of it, good video of it, man. I'm gonna be posting it for you online soon. But man, it was like I said, it was an absolutely phenomenal run. And I think for a lot of Tiger fans, it's a level of excitement that, man, are we gonna be seeing this all year? Like, this is the Jay we get, the Jay Ducker we get this year, man. Like, you know, I know this Mississippi State game, there's a sour taste in y'all's mouth coming out of that weekend, man. It was just a rough game all the way through and through. Did it feel weird? Like, you know, for the week prior, everybody was talking about the potential rain and all that kind of stuff, man. You know, it definitely felt like a momentum killer for the Tigers, you know, that 2-hour rain delay. Did it feel that way for y'all? Well, like, what were y'all talking about in the locker room? Like, how did y'all keep it hype?
We just were being boys, and I think we just were so ready to play. I don't think it was momentum killer at all. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, because when we were in the locker room, we had music playing. It was just like a long warm up. Because we got out there, it was only about like we only played like a quarter, like half, like it was 5 minutes left of the quarter.
Right.
So I mean, we just kind of got out there, and then they're kind of making a little run. So if anything, I think it might have helped us and like get everyone set up, meetings, and then after the meetings, we just were playing music, being boys, and just making sure everyone's chilled, calm and collected.
How do you see? Listen, man, I'm 41 years old. I know for me, it takes me a good 30 minutes to an hour to get warmed up, to get my old muscles ready to play a game. Like, how do you stay loose in that situation? Like, if I were to try to get back out there after a 2-hour rain delay, man, like, you'd be bringing me out in a wheelchair. Like, how do you stay loose during that time?
Nah, I feel you, but the strength staff did a great job, and like they were coming by every about 30 seconds, like almost not too much, but it was like every 30 seconds they asked, you need drink, you need water, you need you don't want me to help you stretch, we got bands, we got rollers, we got really anything we need in the locker room to stay loose. And then if you want, you can just do some high knees. We had some open rooms, do high knees. And then like they're kind of telling us to chill for a little bit, because like we knew it was going to be a little long. So at first we're just chilling, just everyone just being boys. And then right when it got closer, that's when the band started coming out, everyone started doing that. And then once we got on the field, we just had to do that little dynamic warm up and we were ready to go.
Man, so obviously the game didn't go the way the Tigers wanted it to. But for you and the rest of the running back room and the offense in particular, like, what takeaways do you take out of this game to help you get ready for the rest of the year?
Just the second half, for sure. Just first half, we just weren't like Coach said, we weren't executing. Like, the plays were there, we had chances. It's just like we weren't hitting on the dot, hitting our X and O's, weren't executing. Second half came, and my momentum maybe helped or something, but then everyone just started just executing. Like, I started the execution. Everyone said they were geeked from that, like, when we talked at his team. And maybe that's what helped. But I think, honestly, I think we just started executing way better after the second half, which going to go into the Navy week, which we talk about a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, y'all look at that second half and you say, man, the execution we had out there, the plays that we were making, man, that's what we need to be concentrating on. I mean, you take that first half and you just kind of flush it, right? Like, you don't even, like, that's not something that you're, like, looking at going, man, we got to, you know, let's dive deep into that, man.
I think it's just, like, any play. Like, every bad play, we're flushing. Like, so I don't think we were thinking about it. After the first half, we weren't thinking about the first half. Like, what happened, it's the next play up.
Right.
Type standard.
So obviously, man, we got a lot of media in this town that loves to watch video, and most of us have never played the game of football before, but we're experts, though, I'm telling you. Everybody has an idea of what your running style is. How would you describe it, man? Like, what kind of a running back are you? From Jay Ducker, what kind of a running back is Jay Ducker?
I would say a slasher. Like, I've seen the stories, like, I'm not the fastest. That's true. I may not be the fastest, but I'm fast now. Like, I gotta get that standard dropped a little bit. Like, cause I just heard on my parents in my commentary, like, they're kind of dissing you a little bit. Like, they're calling you slow. Like, I ain't slow now. Like, I'm gonna hit. Like, I ain't no 0 to 100, but I'm a 0 to 90, 0 to 92. You know? And then I'll say smart runner. And then I like to just say I'm a product, like a, just a productive back. Like, I just wanna. Make sure that I always tell linemen, like, I can only do what y'all tell me to do. Like, what y'all give me, I'm just going to show you. I'm going to do what y'all tell me I can do, basically.
Yeah, there ain't no way there's no way you run for 1,000 yards in one season and be slow, right? Like, you're not a slow guy.
No, that was the little motto going out, so I had to make sure I had to correct that, make sure that was the first thing.
Hey, let's be real. The folks that are saying Jay Ducker slow are guys that never mind, I'll be quiet. I'm not gonna say that.
No, we love them. We love our fans, and we love any type of criticism. I mean, criticism's only bad if you take it bad.
I love that. Criticism is bad if you take it bad, man. Like, that's the truth. Like, you know, I think most Memphis fans were, you know, there's a level of questions that we had. You know, it was a different offseason, I think, for most, because obviously you're bringing Seth back to the offense, who had a fantastic freshman year as the quarterback last year, introducing you to the team, a lot of young guys on the team. We've never heard Silverfield this confident about a Tigers team in the offseason than he was about this team. You know, I think a lot of folks were surprised by the, you know, the way the game played out. But one of the things that he's talked about quite a bit over the last couple of days is, man, there is no lack of confidence in the players. Do not have a lack of confidence in what you guys can do. That the entire time of the game, even when things were going so badly, y'all didn't let go of that rope, man. Y'all kept that. You kept the eyes on the prize and what you wanted to do. Is that true? Like, is that something that you've noticed about this team as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone got just tremendous confidence. And I think that it's just about the fight, not even like the fight. I think we just know that at any time, like, no matter how much we're down, it's college football. Like, we can get back, especially with our offense and our defense, we can get stops and we can get quick points. Like, so the whole time is that we were never really too heartbroken, because we always thought we could come back until it said 0-0.
Absolutely, man.
Triple zero.
So, man, last question for you before you got to get to class, man. For Tiger fans that haven't heard a lot from you, haven't had a chance to talk to you, hear from you, or anything like that during this offseason, you have any words for Tigers fans going into this Navy weekend and the rest of the year? Obviously, it's a conference opener. It's a huge game against Navy. Any words for Tiger fans that you wanna share with them?
We love y'all. We love our fans, and we love the support, and we're going to give you something to support about. We know we maybe disappointed y'all in Mississippi State, but we're going to get all them little eeks out, and it's on and cracking. That's what I would say.
I love
on
it.
And cracking.
I love it, man. Jay, listen, again, congratulations. The first ever recipient of a Go Tigers 247 game ball. Five carries, 63 yards, one touchdown, and I have a feeling many more coming. So I'm excited, man. Good to talk to you, brother. Have a good day. Have a good time at class.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to Go Tigers 247's first ever episode of Game Balls. We are back from the break, and I am excited to be talking to, man, the OG in the middle, man, the OG on the defensive line, the guy, the man who you got to know over the offseason in one of our awesome conversations we had, but he's going to get the game ball for the defensive side of the ball. It's Jalen Allen. What's up, brother?
What's up? How's it going? Good to hear from you again.
Man, it's good to talk to you, man. Honestly, like, you know, did a podcast with some of our guys a few weeks ago, and they asked me what was your favorite interview that you did, and I mentioned a few like moments in other episodes, but in terms of like full on conversations, bro, like I was like running through walls after talking with you. So I'm excited that you are the first recipient of a Go Tigers 247 game ball in our inaugural game ball episode.
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate it. Been a long time since the summer, so, you know, we got some work to do. We definitely got to pick it back up. But, yeah, thank you for the game ball. First time, first week, first recipient. I feel good.
Listen, man, but I do know this. I feel like I know you well enough to know that you would much rather have a win than a game ball.
Yes. Any day of the week. Game ball, cool. You know, trust me, I put that with the rest of them. But that win against Mississippi State, I would have died for that. Yeah, so.
Well, man, you gave it – I mean, you did it as much as you could do, I think. I know that there's things that you've probably looked at in the game film this week that you say, man, I'm going to do this better. I need to fix this. I need to work through this. But, man, you finished the game with 12 tackles, five of them solo, one sack, and one tackle for loss. Man, how would you grade your individual game against Mississippi State?
Honestly, kind of poor. I mean, I guess that's kind of normal, but I always look at my mess ups first. So I see the 12 tackles, but I see the 3 missed tackles that I missed were the important tackles that I should have made. Like, I don't know if you seen them, but it was a swing pass, and me and Greg missed the tackle, and ESPN just kept going over it and over it. Oh, it was grinding my gears. I had almost turned the whole game off. But, yeah, I definitely look at the missed tackles and know I got to improve on that. So
you've had a few days to decompress from the game. Obviously, y'all's attention has turned to Navy this Saturday. Conference opener, early conference opener, which I think creates a little bit of an edge to this game for you guys, that it's a conference game. But you've had the chance to decompress, watch film, talk to your teammates and your coaches. How are you feeling overall right now in terms of what y'all came away from the Mississippi State game, and now as you're looking towards the Navy game, how are you feeling overall?
Honestly, I'm proud of the guys, because even though we lost and it was bad, like, we never broke apart, you know, and it's easy to break apart, especially in those type of games. So I'm glad, like, to the end, I heard people saying, you know, keep fighting, keep going. We still getting sacks late in the quarter. We still trying to do some type of fight effort. So I knew we was going to face some adversity for sure. I didn't think it was going to be that early, but, yeah, I knew we was going to face some adversity. This is Memphis at the end of the day. This is adversity city. So I knew it was going to verse some adversity. But coming into Navy, I feel good. You know, going into Navy, you have to start early. So we started camp. So we've been going over Navy for a while. So just coming into Navy this week, I feel good about them. I feel like I didn't watch Delaware against them. I kind of seen their fumbles and stuff like that. I'm going to try to take an opportunity to take advantage of that. For sure.
Absolutely. I was talking to Navy color commentator the other day, and he was like, they're having issues with their mesh points. And I'm sitting there going, man, Jalen Allen's seeing that and going, I'm going to get that ball too. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes. I'm looking real hungry for that ball coming up.
Absolutely, man. So what do you attribute Silverfield has talked about it a few times over the last couple of, he talked about it in post game and in yesterday's press conference. He talked about the fact that one of the things he's most proud of is that the guys didn't let go of the rope, that they stayed tight, that you guys stayed tight on the field, that even on the sidelines, man, when things were going really bad, you guys stayed together. What do you attribute that to? Is that a culture thing, or is that, like, what do you attribute the guys not breaking apart?
I feel like, I don't know, this might be me because I'm a little bit older, but I feel like I got a lot closer to the guys around me. So we're brothers now instead of just teammates. So it was easy for them to say, hey, Jay, pick it up, keep going, even though it's, you know, whatever. Pick it up, keep going, because you playing for me. I'm playing for you. We're not just playing to just play anymore. I'm playing for you to make sure, you know, you don't get hurt. And I'm playing for you to make sure you don't get hurt. So I feel like that definitely, that brotherhood and just knowing each other's personality and stuff like that, knowing who kind of, I'm not going to say give in quicker, but who kind of let it go quicker. So we kind of feeding off each other's energy even late in the game. So I feel like that, yeah, that definitely.
So obviously you guys have, like I said, you've watched film, you've been able to, you know, draw some teachable moments out of that Mississippi State game. So what are some of the areas that you and the Quindell, Wardalis, you know, even the coaches as well, what have you guys, you know, taken from, like, what are some areas that you guys are saying, man, these are things that we can immediately improve and we'll see a change in how our defense plays on Saturday?
Missed opportunities and tackles. Definitely. If not, tackles first, then missed opportunities.
What do you mean by missed opportunities?
Missed opportunities, just like, I don't know if you've seen it, but it was a screen. And it took like 3-4 guys to finally pick it up. Like, we should have picked it up and immediately been gone. It was two of them. Two of them, I believe, and a dropped interception. And in the
that would have been a pick six.
Would have been a pick six. Mm-hmm. Literally. Red zone, where they were coming in, they had 2 flags against us, and then we had a chance to get another pick. So it's like, we got to capitalize on those opportunities. They could have changed the whole momentum going Dolphins going, you know, stuff like this. So we definitely got to capitalize. And tackling, you know why I say tackling. So,
well, let me ask you this, man. As somebody who's – I played football in seventh grade. So I'm not a football guy. Like, I you know, never had to tackle. What is it – I mean, tackling seems like the most – it's the most basic, fundamental thing that a defender has to do.
Yeah.
What did you see on the film and even out there in the game? Like, what was it – why were there so many missed tackles?
I don't know. I know we have a code in the defensive room. It is literally stress-free tackling. You have to tackle to your leverage. So I just feel like we got out of the leverage a lot, and that's uncharacteristic for us. We have to stay in our leverage and trust the techniques that we're you know, used to. If your technique is every time you got to shoot the ball, you know, right, and then you shoot it left,
you're going to miss.
You're going to miss, of course. So you can't blame anybody but you for missing your technique, missing your shot. You ain't used your technique.
For us laymen that don't understand leverage when it comes to tackling, what does it mean to stay in your leverage while you're tackling? Like, what does it mean to – and what does it mean to be out of your leverage?
So staying in your leverage is you never want the ball to cross your face. So if the ball is on my right side, I want to keep it on my right side. And if it crosses my face to my left side, then I lost my leverage. So I want to keep the ball, you know, always in my leverage, depending on where I'm coming in. So if I'm coming in from the left and the ball is on the left, I want to keep it on my left. Coming in from the right, same thing. I just want to keep it on my right. So we was losing leverage when he was right down the middle of us, or we coming in from a weird angle, stuff like this. So, yeah.
Well, that seems – I mean, that idea, that concept of keeping your leverage seems to be vitally important to this Navy game.
Vitally.
So tell me, like, I mean, this – obviously, the, you know, Mississippi State runs an air raid offense. They do a lot of dinking and dunking. You know, I know the Mississippi State beat writer was trying to tell me that Will Rogers is throwing the ball real deep now. He trusts his deep throws, but I didn't see it. Like, he did a lot of, you know, dinking and dunking in that game against Memphis. But for this Navy game in particular, man, this is a massively important game for your position, the defensive line, for the rush end. Like, this is a massively important game. How are, like, what is it? I know you guys have been working on this since offseason, you know, game planning for this triple, you know, triple option threat, you know, offense that they run. What are some of the things that you're saying to the other guys? Like, this is what we have to concentrate on for this week.
Oh, facts. I always have – if I'm having a week, I'm always have something we need to focus on. But this week is definitely discipline, communication, and doing our job. Definitely. But discipline and kind of doing your job is kind of the same thing. But Navy is very important because you know Navy. Navy run the same offense every day throughout the week. So discipline as Navy or more discipline than Navy? Oh. They going to cut it up us. So we definitely have to be disciplined. Discipline and communication.
So in a triple threat, offense, like they're going to run triple threat. That's a basketball term. In a triple read offense that they're going to run today or on Saturday, when it comes to keeping your leverage, what does that look like for you?
Well, it could be different, you know, depending on the play, depending on what happens. But just keeping your leverage, just – knowing where the ball would be, because they only have certain amount of plays.
Right.
So if I'm going to keep my leverage on the quarterback or on the pitch or on the fullback, but that's also about discipline because, you know, this is a huge D-line game. So if the D-line do something wrong without the discipline, oh, it's over. So I'm just trying to focus on discipline and getting the details of, hey, just know the scout team running kind of slow, but in the game, it's going to be quick. And they're not slowing down. They're not getting tired. And they're not breaking their technique. So, yeah, sure.
As disciplined as they are, the defensive line and the defense in particular has to be as disciplined, right?
Exactly. That's the main point I'm trying to get across right there.
Love it, man. So how do you come away from a week? How do you – as a veteran on this team, how do you flush last Saturday to get ready. Like, it, as a layman, I'm sitting here going, man, I would be, that'd be eating me up for a couple of days. How do you let it go? How do you teach the other guys to let it go?
Well, you play a lot of football, play any sport. The next game mentality, next play mentality. So I just been trying to push that, you know, just got to leave it in the past. Hopefully they're not throwing as much, you know. So we try to pass and get ready for Navy. We kind of already been getting ready for Navy, like I said, since like camp. So we already know Navy and what they want to run against us. So we just got to flush it, move past it one play at a time.
All right, man, this is my last question for you. Any message that you want to send to Tiger fans as they're listening to this podcast, this interview with you? Any message you want to send to them about this upcoming game and the rest of the year?
Don't give up. Don't give up with your Tigers. Just know we had a rough start, but ain't over. So just know we still got a long season. We need all our fans to still be with us.
Thank you for listening to Tigers in 20s Game Balls. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating wherever you download your podcasts. If you are interested in content all about the University of Memphis Tiger Athletics, hop over to www.gotigers247.com. Also, you can join our Go Tigers 247 family by signing up for a VIP membership.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.